Free photo sink.
Welcome to the Universal Studios free photo booth. Please throw your daughter in the air to activate the free photos.
Do you remember the American? It wasn't that long ago. It was fought on every shore. Are you trying to tell me that you did? I saw you reading the paper at the corner store. Yes, I know that's a joke. Did you ever think you lived inside the belly of the beast? Are you giving it something nice to eat? Or are you waiting for your very own special treat? We like to live on easy
time in the woods or hiding under the table listening to philosophies. Then my parents left the cult and I left home and wandered around acting and photographing and writing. I picked up the guitar and strummed too loud and wailed in Seattle, painted pictures and rolled down the stairs. I lived in London and made little movies and photographed bands. I moved to New York and learned to fingerpick and sing in my true voice. Followed my heart out west. Here I am. These are the words of Simone White.
Now, here's DJ Microbrew with 39 minutes of file checking, hacking, deleting, yupper, cut, and pasting the corporate media.
Woo-hoo! I want peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
We are the United States government. We don't do that sort of thing.
As I was getting ready for the show today, and we're doing a little differently, I'm actually drinking a Coke today instead of a Senseo. We never have soft drinks in the house.
Because you get wise when you get old. You know what you get? You get hemorrhoids. You don't get these ideas and thoughts when you're middle-aged. It's when you're young that you get your ideas that you can change things. You're plugged into the cultural communications. You have that one ingredient that is necessary for social change that you can't have at middle-age or older. Young people are impatient. They want it now. You need that certain element. So I urge you to think about this. We didn't invent the cry of peace and freedom back then. We didn't write its final chapter. Seize this moment. Go out and make tomorrow better than today. I urge you to just say no. Just say no to dorks like Bork who want to bring us back to the 19th century. Just say no to student apathy. Just say no to apartheid in South Africa. Just say no to war in Central America. Say no to contra-aid. Just say no. Just say no to lying presidents like Ronald Reagan. And just say no when I ask you to piss in the vial. And don't drop your zipper for the gipper. Right on. Test the government, not the people. That's what democracy is about.
Here at Camera Eddie, we've got excessive forced wilding, downright police brutality, sexual harassment, wrongful death, sodomy, illegal mass arrest, fraternization, did we say police brutality, sexually harassing emails from official laptops, abuse of power, downright police brutality, Rodney King, 41 shots, killing the neighbor dog, downright police brutality, dereliction of duty, excessive use of force, wilding, sexually abusive emails, downright police brutality, unlawful mass arrest, violation of the Fourth Amendment, obstruction of due process, illegal surveillance, administrative leave, paid suspension, and downright police brutality, because I'm Camera Eddie and all my photos are indicting.
Hooray, hooray for the USA. The soldiers took Saddam away. So we've come out on the streets to play and celebrate our Liberation Day. The hospitals overflow with dead. The looters have stolen all the bread. But at least my family are all okay. But you said this was the only way. You said this was the only way. Very next day, armed to the teeth and up for the fray. He said, I'll make those Yankees pay. A B-52 blew his wife away. I put my hands upon his head, held him close and softly said, I know it's an awful price to pay. Then sadly, I went on my way. Sadly, I went on my way. This is bad times, Scott. This is bad times, Scott. The other day, asked how long he was gonna stay, and how he'd reply to the folks who say our land was stolen by the USA. When shots rang out from across the road, I stood and watched his head explode, and all I could do was cringe and pray. His boots and fists took me away. Boots and fists took me away. This is Baghdad's scar. This is Baghdad's scar. Obey an enemy of the USA. They don't believe a word I say. They sneer that I'm in for a very long stay. I cry my own, my country's tears. How many dead, how many years? And in my agony I say, there should have been another way. There could have been another way. This is Baghdad's scar. This is Baghdad's scar. This is
six companies own 90% of the media in the United States. These corporate filters monopolize the airwaves and limit the views you see in the media. The Worcester Independent Media Center is a free and open website that is turning up the volume on the voices the corporate media usually ignores. Check it out at worcester.indymedia.org. That's worcester.indymedia.org.
Worcester.indymedia.org.
Worcester.indymedia.org. Worcester.indymedia.org.
Worcester.indymedia.org.
Everyone has a voice. Use yours out.
We'll be right back.
don't like what you see or don't see in the newspapers or on the evening news? Well, at the Worcester Independent Media Center, the news is what you make it. Since June 2004, Worcester Indie Media has been part of a worldwide network of local media groups offering grassroots news coverage without filtering from the corporations that control mainstream media. This website provides a free and open newswire where anyone can read and post news articles, event announcements, or reports. This is our media outlet. Get involved. Don't just curse the media, be the media. Visit www.worcester.indymedia.org. That's www.worcester.indymedia.org.
Hello, this is Senator Barack Obama, and today is Thursday, November 10th, 2005. First of all, for our regular podcast listeners, let me apologize for missing the podcast last week. Some of you are aware of the fact that I attended Rosa Parks' funeral and spoke. We couldn't make the last-minute scheduling changes in order for me to do the podcast. We're going to try to make sure that doesn't happen again, but sometimes it's unavoidable. And obviously, the honor of speaking at the memorial for Rosa Parks was enormous. I want to talk today about voting, and more specifically, voter intimidation. We're coming off an election week in which millions of Americans exercised one of the most important rights that we possess, the right to vote. As in every election, I hope all eligible Americans went to the polls. But after looking at what happened over the last two presidential elections, I have some other hopes for Election Day. I hope all voters who got to the polls found voting machines that worked, that there were nonpartisan poll workers who understood the law and enforced it without bias. I hope lines went smoothly. I hope ballots made sense. I also hope voters who went to the polls this week had accurate information about what's on the ballot and what they're supposed to vote on and what our nation's voting laws are. The fact of the matter is that even in this awesome age of technological advancement and easy access to information, there are folks who will stop at nothing to deceive people and keep them away from the polls. We've got deceptive practices that all too often target and exploit vulnerable populations, African Americans, senior citizens, the poor, the disabled. You know, think about the story of the 2004 elections. You had voters in Milwaukee who received flyers from non-existent, quote, Milwaukee Black Voters League, warning them that they risked imprisonment for voting if they had ever been found guilty of an offense, even a traffic violation. In that same election, in a county in Ohio, some voters received mailing misinformation that said anyone registered to vote by the Kerry campaign or the NAACP would be barred from voting. You know, there are a lot of tried and true tricks that are used on election days. A lot of times voters are warned that an unpaid parking ticket will lead to their arrest, or that folks with family members who've been convicted for a crime are ineligible to vote. These warnings obviously have no basis in fact, and they're made with only one goal in mind, to keep Americans away from the polls. You know, it's not enough for us to hope that people who go to the polls are not victims of such malicious campaigns. So this week, I'm introducing the Deceptive Elections Practices and Voter Intimidation Prevention Act of 2005. That's a mouthful, but it's a very simple idea that we're trying to introduce. It says that there's going to be clear statutory language and authority provided to investigators to look into allegations of deceptive practices. It establishes significant, harsh penalties for those who've engaged in such fraudulent practices. And it seeks to address the real harms of these crimes, voters who are discouraged from voting, by establishing a process for reaching out to those who've been misinformed with accurate and full information so they can cast their votes in a timely basis. I think the most important component of the bill are the strong penalties that we're creating for deceptive election practices, so that people who commit these crimes suffer from more than just a slap on the hand. A lot of times this is engaged in by shadow organizations that are connected to campaigns, campaign workers who are overzealous. They think that this is a game and that they can't suffer any consequences. If you just have a couple of folks who are prosecuted under the law that I'm proposing and they start realizing that this is serious, I guarantee you other campaign workers and campaigns will get the message, and you'll start seeing, I think, a stop to some of these shenanigans that have been taking place. So far, the legislation has the support of groups like the NAACP, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, Common Cause, United Cerebral Palsy, and the National Disabilities Rights Network. So, you know, the question is, are we going to be able to get it through? I won't lie to you. Every time we try to move forward with election reform, there are those who block it. They think that they are advantaged in some way by preventing people from going to the polls. That's why it's so important, I think, that all of you who are listening, get on my website, make sure that you know the bill, send it around to your friends, start generating the kinds of grassroots support for it that makes those who would potentially try to block this legislation from going forward, making them a little bit embarrassed. You know, shame is a very useful tool sometimes in politics, and I think we should be ashamed if we are not doing everything we can to make sure that people can exercise their right to vote. So thanks, everybody. Great talking to you this week. Friday of this week is Veterans Day. I hope all of us take the time to honor our veterans. They made enormous sacrifices to ensure our freedom. We don't always look after them as well as they should when they come home. And I think Friday is a good day, as every day is, to say thanks to a veteran and make sure that they understand how much we appreciate their sacrifice. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Hi, this is TV's Allie McBeal, and I have a very serious message for you about music downloading. The major record labels bribe radio stations, fix prices on CDs, steal money from musicians, and sue families with children. But when you download their music for free, you can listen to the music you like without propping up a system that hurts artists. If you want to support musicians, then go to a show or buy a CD on an independent label. To find out more, check out downhillbattle.org.
Hi, it's Irina. You left me a message on my blog, and you said, "Oh my God, you got to hang out with Eddie C." I don't only hang out with him, I work with him. So you have to check out, we make a show together, right? Have you seen it? Geek Entertainment Television.
I can do whatever I want like you. I can do whatever I want like you. I can do whatever I want like you. Yeah.
My
iPod
fell in the
toilet.
A few minutes ago, I received a call from Colonel Danny Bupp, Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. He asked me to send Congress a message, stay the course. He also asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. Danny and the rest of America and the world want the assurance from this body that we will see this through.
The House will be in order. The House will be in order. The House will be in order.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
This is WSQT Guerrilla Radio, broadcasting on 93.5 FM from the heart of occupied Washington. We are still here, despite the fires and the snitching of those who would prefer that we not be on the air. It takes more than a can of gas and a match to burn out the will of people to resist gentrification, to resist occupation from occupied Iraq, to occupied New Orleans, to right here in occupied Washington. It is all the same war, and the fact that Al Jazeera was bombed in the same week as the fire, the set fire at WSQT, is proof of this. They bomb Al Jazeera. They burn WSQT. They are determined to silence voices that oppose them.
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Start spending my money, call everybody honey, and wind up singing the blues. I'll spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, and brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
Well, I gotta get drunk, Lord, I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town. They love to hear me holler, see me spend my dollars. I wouldn't think of letting them down. Well, there's a lot of good dogs that keep telling me, George, you better start slowing it down.
But there's more old drunks than there are old doctors, so I guess we better have another round.
The message is for the Lebanese and Palestinian people and to all people who care about the suffering. It's not the first time that Israel has criminally attacked them, and it's also not the first time that Arab governments have turned their backs on the suffering of the Lebanese and Palestinians. Israel has punished people of Gaza and Beirut under the allegation of fighting Hezbollah and Hamas guerrillas. However, this military offensive was previously planned by Israel as part of a White House strategy for a new Middle East map according to its interests. The same argument of war on terror has been used by Washington to evade and occupy Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as harass Arabs and Muslims who refuse to be on their knees over the George Bush policies. I'd like to send my condolences to all Lebanese and Palestinian families who lost their loved ones killed by the bombs of the State of Israel, and say that this same Lebanon, which raised up from the ashes of a long-term civil war, will rise again from this new tragedy. The Arab and Muslim worlds must support both Lebanese and Palestinians in these difficult times, because today any Middle Eastern country can be victim of United States and Israel, and only united can the Arab and Muslim people resist. You can make a difference. Make your part. Denounce the crimes of USA and Israel. If word is deaf to it, let's shout it. There are many ways to make it. Write an article, not only in Arabic but also in English, so people in other countries can easily understand your message. Publish it in a blog, in a local paper, make a drawing, a photo, write a song, make a video, a graffiti, join public demonstrations, debate it, talk to friends. It's important that you never be neglectful to the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Lebanon and Palestine, Iraq and Afghanistan. Bombs destroy buildings and lives, but never the strength of a people who resisted and still resist the state terrorism from Israel and the United States. With my solidarity and wishes of better days, I tell you, my Lebanese and Palestinian brothers and sisters, keep the faith, keep strong, and keep going.
Banana phone. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Banana phone. It grows in bunches, I've got my hunches, it's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular, ring, 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 banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony, my cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Don't need computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza, I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat. I'll place a call around the world, operator get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing. Banana phone. It's a real live mama and papa phone, a brother and sister and a dog a phone, a grandpa phone and a grandma phone too. Oh yeah, my cellular bananular phone. Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
It's a phone with a peel.
Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
Now you can have your phone and eat it too.
Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
This song drives me bananas.
Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
Ba-ba-doop-a-doop-doop-doop. It's the Onion Radio News. A man gives up on trying to get his coat back from his former girlfriend. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Timothy Bach of Lawrence, Kansas, officially gave up trying to retrieve a coat he left at the apartment of former girlfriend Patricia Stevens nearly 2 months ago today. Bach's last pathetic attempt to retrieve the brown corduroy jacket can still be heard on Julia's voicemail.
Hey, yeah, hi. I was hoping to catch you because I really wanted to come by and get that coat. And I was thinking that I wanted to wear it, like, this week, so I really need to get it. Either way, call me back.
Stevens was not available for comment, however, as she was having sex with a different, better-looking man at the time. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Brought to you by Life Lessons. Collect them all by watching TLC.
Stay tuned. What? Paris Hilton's podcast begins on April 29th.
Gotcha. Hey, if you want a real podcast, if that's what you even call it, go to http://www.thepentagon.com/podcasting.
Praise boss when morning work bells chime. Praise him for bits of overtime. Praise him whose wars we love to fight. Praise him, fat leech and parasite. Amen.
Your call and your business are very important to us, so please hold the line and we'll be right with you.
Please continue to hold, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
Assistance is just ahead. Your call and your business are very important to us, so please hold the line.
Please continue to hold. Please continue to hold. Please continue to hold. And we'll be with you in just a moment.
Your call and your business are very important to us, so please hold the line. Your call and your business are very important to us, so please hold the line. Please hold the line. Please hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line. Hold.
Just a moment. Just a moment. Just a moment. Just a moment.
Hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line. And we'll be right with you. Your call and your business are very important to us, so please hold. Please hold. Please hold. Very important to us. Very, 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 very important to us. So please hold.
The major record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, Happy Birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? And stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better. To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.